Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting third. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ali Clark. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting third. The left fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Kermit Wall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Shantz. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobby Shantz. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Shantz. Boudreau moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wall misplays the ball. That's an error on Wall. Boudreau moves to third. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into center field. Chapman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Chapman. Boudreau scores. Gordon moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wall fields it and throws to second for the out. Gordon scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger takes first base on ball four. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to second. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall strikes out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to third. Hitchcock moves to second. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Easter strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobie hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0 for 1 in the game. Leaner hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hitchcock scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clark throws the ball into Easter, who tags Fain trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0-for-1 in the game. Wall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wall moves to second. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Easter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallo strikes out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Lehner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Clark reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock strikes out. Two outs. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fain moves to second. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fain scores. Wall moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shantz takes first base on ball 4. Wall moves to third. Tipton moves to second. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Shantz covering, for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-3 in the game. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-3 in the game. Lehner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Fain hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Fain reaches second base with a double. Chapman goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2 Indians. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lemon, and towards Boudreau, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field. Chapman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Chapman. Rosen moves to third. Doby moves to second. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Clark is walked intentionally. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Doby scores. Clark moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clark moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Avila pinch hits for Bob Lemon. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clark scores. Kennedy moves to second. It's 7-2, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leaner. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Kennedy scores. Avila goes all the way around to score. It's 9-2, Indians. Bob Hooper now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Benton now pitching. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tipton strikes out. One out. Barney McCoskey pinch hits for Bob Hooper. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Coleman now pitching. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain juggles the ball. That's an error on Fain. Easter moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Easter moves to third. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Easter scores. Doby moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-2, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-4 in the game. Vallow hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-4 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Chapman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.